Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The Japanese love U.S. beef tongues. We'll tell you all about that here in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, one of the topics that a lot of folks within the industry and beyond are talking about these days is something called sustainability. When it comes to beef sustainability, what sort of messages are we trying to deliver back to the consumer?
Well, first of all, we work to correct misinformation every day through social media and through our efforts with key influencers from dietitians to educators. But the fact is that beef production, including the production of animal feed, is responsible for only 3.3% of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. This is dramatically lower than the often misquoted global livestock figure of 14.5%. By continuously improving their production practices today, U.S. beef farmers and ranchers are able to produce the same amount of beef with one-third fewer cattle than they were in 1977. We are doing a wonderful job in the U.S. beef industry.
Learn more by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. We're talking with Dan Hallstrom, of course, CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Dan, you were a part of a trade mission here in recent days to the island of Japan. Very important. Matter of fact, our number one beef export destination for U.S. beef producers. And it's fascinating to me that there's such a love among the Japanese people of one of the variety meat components of our U.S. beef, beef tongue. Tell me about what's going on with beef tongue.
Yeah, Japan, Asia in general, but Japan specifically, culturally, has a real affinity for some of our variety meat products. And beef tongue is a good example. That northern part of the main island, the Honshu Island, this area called Sendai, is sort of known for their demand or the consumption of beef tongues. There's all sorts of restaurants and shops that specialize in variety meats in general, but the main item being the tongue. And, probably the most common cuisine is, this yakiniku barbecue grill, where one of the first entrees is usually thin sliced tongue that's barbecued on this grill and then dipped in a little lemon sauce. And it's really about the texture and the taste. They greatly prefer the grain-fed tongue out of the U.S. I think the younger animals and whatnot compared to some of our competition and the grain feeding makes it a real delicacy item in Japan. And the beauty of it is that from a value standpoint, they're willing to pay for it. In excess of $6 a pound chilled going into Japan, which translates into, between $12 and $14 a head for every tongue sent to Japan.
I know, truly they've got almost a little culture built around this, don't they?
They sure do. Like I said, you go through that region and, the restaurants, you won't find a restaurant that doesn't have beef tongue on the menu. And some of them, that's all they have on the menu is a variety of different kinds and types of beef tongues from U.S. to domestic, et cetera. So, yeah, it's quite the unique culinary tradition in that area.
When you think about, that broader category of variety meats, this is so important to our beef export success efforts, isn't it?
It really is, yes. It's and in most cases, these products, while they might have some value in the U.S., it's not very much. And the good example being, back to the tongue, you're looking at something $1 a pound or less in the U.S., and we can add the value up to, right now, $6 a pound in Japan. So if you look at our stats, Ron, you can see, as you mentioned, our largest value market is Japan by far, $2.1 billion last year. But the growth this year has actually been in the variety meat category to Japan. We're up 30% through January through July at 38,000 tons. That's a lot of volume of variety meats, and the main one being the tongue, going to Japan. So very, very important market for the beef industry.
And I know that when we think about this current tariff differential between our product and products from countries like Australia, even Canada, Mexico, we've got obviously a disadvantage, but yet the quality of our product continues to bring our customers back.
Yeah, that's a great point. We are at a 7% duty disadvantage on tongues and skirts and other variety meats. And even with that, we're seeing growth, significant growth, on a volume basis. But, I think the other thing it shows you is that if we get on a level playing field, there's even more growth potential, and especially in the value side of things. Anytime there's a duty differential, you're taking value right out of our pockets. So if we get on a level playing field, and just by coincidence, yesterday, the Trump administration made it official to Congress that they intend to formally enter into a negotiation on this ag agreement, which is a necessary step in this process. So this is good news all around that we're entering into this agreement officially, or the process, the negotiation process officially, first of several steps to get this deal done where we are on a level playing field with our big competitors like Australia.
The USMEF's Dan Hallstrom. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.